Welcome to Allegedly. I'm Theo Vaughn.
And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss. And today we have an awesome guest who somehow fit us into his busy schedule, Josh Flagg.
Hi.
Very, very smart guy who's already trying to get some houses out of us.
We can't afford them, Josh.
Yeah. All right, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you don't want my apartment. It's got termites and it's Matt. It's just not, and it's me.
And yeah. Matt's in it too.
So we are lucky to have him here for $1 Million Listing, and we are going to talk to him about all sorts of stuff. But as you all know, this is Allegedly, and we are a competitive podcast, and it starts out with a story. Ooh. Theo and I each get to tell a story, the real quick story about something that's happened to us, and you get to judge who did a better job based on whatever criteria is in your head.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any criteria. You want to go first?
I'll go first. And this is on my mind because it happened recently. I'm also a screenwriter and I'm doing a project with a producer. And I can honestly say in the meeting with this producer, I smelled the worst fart that I've ever smelled.
Wow.
Yes. This is we're classy here.
Sorry.
This is an old school Oscar-winning producer, I'm not going to say who, and we're taking the meeting and we're brainstorming, and about halfway through, do you know like when people get to an age where they don't even acknowledge that happens anymore?
It's
my
acceptable.
Grandma does it all the time. Like it's not even acknowledged.
No, it's just
like,
acceptable.
Yeah, it's just acceptable.
And expected.
But and hysterical.
And expected. Yeah.
Hysterical but awkward.
A little closer, sorry, yes.
Hysterical but awkward. My grandma does it all the time. She used to like, last time we were home, she would bend over and it just let one out like right on everybody. And Cody and I would just laugh up, my brother. Anyway, so this guy did it and he did that thing where nobody pays attention to it.
Right. But it's just you and him in the room?
No, there's another creative executive.
Oh.
But so then it just...
And he was just like, I'm used to it.
I think so. It just... By the way, this house, straight out of like... It's a big mansion in above Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And it's decorated like 1973, like you've never left.
Oh, you were at Bob Evans' house.
Close. And they had a bathroom that had carpet. And I've never seen that. Because I assume like people miss and it would get absorbed in, and that was kind of disgusting.
Very
anyway.
Popular up until 1989.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Carpets in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I like carpets in the bathroom.
No.
Yeah,
no,
my grandmother had it, and I really remember being fond of it.
Maybe I just have horrible aim. Anywho, so he let one out, and it was the worst that I've ever smelled in my life, so much so that I felt it like fall on me,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and it was just, and I didn't know what to do. You know, I didn't know what, I looked to the executive who was just kind of gave me a look a little bit. And I was just like, what do I do? And then I just pretended I got a phone call and I literally had to run outside and go outside the door and just breathe in really.
The worst is when you can taste it.
Mm. Oh, you could. Not only that, I went to the gym afterwards and I felt it like still,
permeating
I was felt,
all over
and
you.
I was like smelling myself at the gym. I was like, did this really happen?
Yeah.
So this is what Hollywood's really like. Mm. I mean, hey, someone who's grown up in Hollywood, you know, it's not all glitz and glamor.
No.
Sometimes it's farts
and long carpet.
Exactly.
Right in the bathroom.
So kids, that's what Hollywood's like. And I'm still working with this guy. So we shall not name his name.
Wow.
All right, that's my story.
That's your story?
Yeah.
Jeepers.
Hey, creepers. That's what happens in Hollywood.
Yeah, well, it sounds maybe like that's what happens in Hollywood. I'm going to tell a little bit of a different story. So when I was young, I grew up in Louisiana, and you know they have, I know you do real estate, they have real estate there. And
Do they?
Yeah. And so they had this boy, this is kind of like about real estate. So they had this boy in our town, in our neighborhood, actually. And he, his dad was a Elvis impersonator, right? His dad was like a small town Elvis impersonator, but in a small town, you don't need an Elvis very often with only like 1,100 people in town. So he really didn't get any work cause he was really just a drunk. And, he made his children all stay in the yard. He had 4 children and the kids were Presbyterians and he made them all stay in the yard. And one of them was a boy. And the dad would go out and spend all the family's money on liquor, and he didn't get any work as the Elvis impersonator, but the city did hire him sometimes around Christmas to wave at the trains coming in, right? So they'd put him out as a Santa,
as a seasonal greeter.
Mm-hmm. And so anyway, one year I remember it was Christmas Eve, and the dad I guess had spent all the money on liquor for the kids' presents.
Lovely.
Know? And we were out riding bikes pretty late, and we're going back past their garage, and the dad was out there, and he was drunk as could be, and he was building the son a shirt out of wood, like a wooden shirt out of plywood.
I'm still figuring out what this has to do with real estate, but keep going.
Well, it's very, and so then I remember the next day he gave him this shirt. He gave him the wooden shirt. And I remember holding it up beside of it because you basically had to get nailed into it. And the kid was like crying because his dad had never really given him anything, I guess. And
it's maybe, better than a lump of coal.
Right. Yeah. And so I just remember thinking like, this is really, you know, it's almost like real estate because the boy was almost like living in like a little, I don't know. I mean, I don't
Not
know the square
like
footage of it.
All.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what the square footage of a shirt is, but it's probably 3 square feet.
A wooden shirt?
Yeah. And
better bang for your buck. Bang.
But the dad actually ended up passing away because he used to do slip and falls at Pizza Huts, and he died.
What's it? What? What?
This town sounds wonderful.
No. The town was pretty good, but here's what happened was.
What's the slip and fall?
The shirt.
You slip and then you fall.
Yeah, and you sue him.
Oh,
but
like
one
on
time,
purpose.
He messed it up.
I gotcha.
Messed it up.
But the shirt got wasps living in it because they left it in the garage all summer one year. And one year, actually, I remember some people painted a bunch of swastikas on it.
Oh, my God.
But that nobody knew.
Was a swastika a Jewish version of a swastika?
It wasn't
the Southern version.
It wasn't because people were anti-Semitic. It was just because they'd seen like swastikas on pamphlets or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the first thing that they thought of to
Lovely.
Do.
Lovely. Who won this round, Josh? I think
the swastika thing just took it.
Yeah,
what?
I like your attitude.
No. Yeah. What?
Yeah, man, it was a good story, I felt like, and that was a real trying
we're
time
Jewish.
For that family.
Sorry.
We're on the, man.
Bro, just
I love that he called it a swastika.
I think a lot of people had lists where I'm from.
Right. Yeah, apparently.
So that's what they called it.
Congratulations, Theo.
That's like the first thing
so
a real estate
do in the
ever
bars
saw.
That I go to sometimes.
Wait, does this shirt still exist?
Oh, I doubt it, man. It would have biodegraded by now.
All right.
But you got to think of that. It was a biodegradable shirt, and I think
there
that's something
Very
we could look to for the future.
All right, moving on to round two, which is our interview segment with our special guest, Josh.
So, but to note, I won the first round. Thank
yeah, no,
you,
no.
Josh.
It's very noted.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take turns asking you questions.
Okay.
Now, the first question that just popped in my head, because we were talking about it before, you grew up here.
Yeah.
You went to school here.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume you went to school with a lot of people who are now in the business and whatnot.
What's the business?
I don't know.
The business?
Oh, no.
The real estate business?
No.
Like, no business?
Like Hollywood business.
Yes.
What's it like for you to see these people that you went to school with? Like, I'm going to assume some of them are bigger stars?
No, most of them are just assistants.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
So you don't know, like, actor? I saw a wink. No actors that you went to school with?
The only famous people that went to school with me, Adam Levine was not in my class, obviously. He was in my sister's class. And Fred Savage was in my sister's class.
Nice.
At my school.
Wow.
But no one else since then.
And were you, did anybody Good feel one. Attraction to Adam Levine at the time? Was he handsome as a child?
He was 9 years older than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even then, do you think he was kind of handsome?
I don't remember him. I wasn't there at the time.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I would think he might have been.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, he's handsome now. So what you do is fascinating to me because I don't think I could ever do it in my life. When did you know that this was what you wanted to do and how do you know?
I love architecture and I love design and I love people. And I didn't want to be an architect. So, you know, what do you combine somebody who's very personable and somebody who likes architecture and design and houses and you pretty much get a real estate agent.
Was it hard?
No.
No? So is this like a job? I mean, you're obviously very good at it. So like I couldn't do this.
I love houses. I love design and I love, and I'm a big people person. So it was very easy for me.
What's like the one key or tip that you would say to someone who wants to do this?
Knowledge on the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
knowing everything, knowing which houses sold for what, why they sold for what, who owned it, what their social security number is, everything.
And tandem or non-tandem parking, that's really big for me.
That's a good one.
Probably not in the houses you work with, but you know, it happens.
I just read that you had said that the Playboy Mansion, which you are representing, right?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Okay, uh-huh. I just read that you said that the value you thought was around $90 million.
Give or take 10 or, yeah, maybe.
And do you feel like, so the lore and stuff that comes with it, is there a, like, how much of that value do you think?
Just because it's the Playboy Mansion?
I think the land is worth maybe 80, and I think that the fact that it's the Playboy Mansion, you know, and the structure combined maybe another 20, at the most I think it's worth 100 on a great day.
Go ahead.
And where do you go, if you're selling a listing such as that, and it's your listing, where do you go to obtain buyers who can afford that?
Well, I mean, that house has had so much of publicity, you don't really have to go that far. You just turn on CNN.
Right.
So, you know, it's on, it was for, well, for the first couple of days now, it's a, the story's kind of over, yeah. But for the first couple of days, it was on every channel and, you know, every website. So it wouldn't be that hard to find that for buyers to figure that, that that's on the market for sale.
Do you think it'll sell to?
No, no. I think it's, well, A, I question why they're selling it. My guess would be that it's probably the biggest asset of Playboy.
Yeah.
I don't think that they would be selling a house if the company was still worth $1 billion or plus dollars. I don't think they'd be selling an asset of that kind of money. My guess is nobody reads porn mags anymore, so it's probably a huge asset for them, and they probably need the money. So eventually probably what will happen is they'll drop the price to a realistic price, and they'll get over – and they'll drop this, you know, that he has a life estate.
Yeah, there. I was going to say, have you ever encountered something like that?
Yeah, Jaja Gabor's estate. I actually have her sister's house on the market right now, Ava Gabor.
Wow.
But Jaja Gabor, when they sold the house, they had an agreement that she had 3 years to live there or die first. And she's still alive, so I think we're on year two. So she's basically got another year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she's like thinking, wow, I got a year to live.
I don't think she's thinking much right now. She's pretty much bedridden.
Or as an eight, are you excited, like – are there places out there that you are hoping they come available on the market so that you can even just go in and see what they're like?
No, because those kind of houses would never just be something that you could just call up and be like, hey, I want to go visit your house, because you would have to have a qualified buyer, which I might have at the time, but I'm saying I couldn't call up and just say, hey, I want to go visit this house. You have to have a qualified, bona fide buyer that they can either send a financial statement, or you can Google and it says that it's this person has $1.6 billion or whatever. You don't just get into houses like that. And a lot of those houses are on the market. They're just not on the open market. They're quietly being shown. Last year, I had a house like that that I was, I had on the market for $150 million. It was actively listed, but it was not on the open market. So people knew about it, but every time somebody called and wanted to see it, we pre-screened them. We asked, okay, can we Google them? If not, send us a financial statement.
Have you ever went and just like a house that you were that you had the listing where you were just went and kind of slept in it or something for some?
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Are you allowed to like? You probably can't use it or throw a party there or something like that.
No, I'm sure that wouldn't go over so well.
But have you slept in a house?
You have.
Yeah, that was a yes.
This was a long time ago.
Wow. Was it a fun night?
It was a very fun night.
That's cool.
Whose house was it?
I'm not telling you.
I have a question. I've seen on your Facebook, you get some interesting fan mail.
Yeah.
Or not stalker mail, but you get some strange things. What's weird. Like some of the strange shit you get?
Oh my God. Like coming home and having dozens of the same letter written over and over and over again from the same person, like 100 letters, like literally, and just talking about nothing.
Wow.
Wow. And what do these people want?
It doesn't make any sense. I can't even understand what they're talking about.
Do you get scared?
I don't even read. Sometimes I get, I just read the first line and then I just toss it. Not to be like I'm a bad, I just like.
That's nice that you read one line. That's better than I would. Do you get scared, honestly? Like, I would assume, no, you're not worried about it. I mean,
I'm not Whitney Houston, the bodyguard.
Yeah, I know, but there's some nut jobs out there who write the same letter 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And you should, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, at a certain point, after writing the same letter to someone 1,000 times, you're going to hunt them down.
Not concerned.
Not concerned. All right, good.
I read this somewhere that you'd like to, or you wouldn't mind moonlighting as the president of the United States. I don't know if that's true or not. Would you sell a house to any of the current candidates, or are there any candidates you wouldn't sell a house to?
Sell a house to anybody who had the money and was doing something that was not doing anything illegal.
Right. Are there ever times where you don't show a house to someone or don't entertain them as a buyer, just out of personal choice?
No.
No.
Really?
Why?
I don't know. Would you sell a house to Mel Gibson?
I would sell a house to Adolf Hitler if he had the cash.
Yeah.
Well, how can you rationalize that?
It's not my problem. I'm just kidding, not Adolf Hitler. But I'm saying,
but yeah,
I'm saying that I don't care. It's not my business. My job is to sell houses, not investigate their lifestyle.
Yeah. Are there some? I'm sure in Hollywood you see the most eccentric rooms in people's homes. Have you seen some pretty crazy stuff?
I have a house right now that has. One of the rooms is entire taxidermy, which is
it
doesn't beautiful.
It doesn't bother me, but it just bothered a couple of the people I showed the house to.
Bothered some animals, boy.
Yeah, they've seen better days.
Wow, that's cool. Have you seen like stuff that people like hide that you're not supposed to see, like a sex room or things like that, like 50 Shades of Grey style?
You've seen something erotic.
Yeah,
huh?
I've seen that, but not in a house that's on the open market.
Ah, gotcha.
And have you seen anything where you ever thought maybe they had like, you know, like indentured servants or anything like that?
No, but that would be really cool, huh?
Yeah.
No, that would not be cool. Indentured servants are not cool.
Dude, he's selling a house to Hitler. The guy's gonna have a couple of servants in the back. Right.
Let me ask you. So you, about your house, right? You sold a house. You, did you remodel your house? Or
I just bought a house.
You just bought a new, yeah.
And I just sold the same house like a month later, but I didn't remodel it.
And so tell me behind, what's that about?
Why?
You can read about it. It was a...
Yeah, I read about it. It was like, bought it for like six and sold it for like 7.25.
So it was more of an investment.
Something like that. Just, you know, the guy started a company called MySpace, just wanted to, he wanted my house. And I said, okay, so you can have my house. Give me $1 million. And he said, okay. And I said, fine.
So where's home?
Let me get my toothbrush.
Where's home for you now?
I live in Beverly Hills in a hotel.
Really?
Yes.
And you enjoy hotel living, right? It's kind of like a thing of yours. Is that okay to say?
No, it's just I sell so many houses that I have to live somewhere. I'm not going to sleep in Roxbury Park, so I'd like to sleep at the Four Seasons.
Yeah. Have you ever slept in your car?
No, I can't say I've done that before. I've had sex in my car.
Wow.
In the car that I saw outside?
No, not that one. That's too difficult.
I'd have sex with that car.
If you really want to try that experiment.
It's a really nice car.
Yeah.
So if you're selling, say you, like, for example, you're selling a home to one of the co-founders of MySpace, which you did, do you have like crazy questions that you would even ask him, like about, like, do you just keep everything totally business, or do you ever get personal with, I'm sure, a lot of these like celebrity and, you know, kind of unique clientele?
If I'm friends with them, yeah. If I'm friendly with the people, but not if I don't ask them any, I mean, it's none of my business.
Have you fanned out, though, with someone that you've worked with?
No.
I mean, is it true that you lived or do live or did live next door to Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney lived two doors over from me, yeah. And across the street was Don Johnson.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
So that was just like...
What are we going to do, stalk the guy? He's my neighbor.
No, but that's cool.
He was never even there. He has, first, and he was always a security guard at the front gate anyway.
Oh, really? Yeah. But did you ever see him, like, around?
I saw him coming in and out of the, but in a blacked out Suburban.
So you don't go over and ask to borrow a cup of sugar? Flour or sugar? Yeah, no, it doesn't happen.
What is there a dream sale that you have? Because it seems like you've achieved so much. Is there?
Probably Jerry Parencio's house. That's the estate, the Kirkaby estate, where they filmed the Beverly Hillbillies. Mm-hmm. That's one of the premier properties of Beverly Hills. That's a property I'd like to have a listing on. Mm.
And do you have to jockey for position in order to get some of these listings? Like, what are you doing behind the scenes to try and get, I mean, are you out like, you know?
Usually a business manager will call me, or I'll get in touch somehow. If I know that the house is coming on the market, I can, within 5 minutes, figure out the way to get to the owner just through attorneys or business managers or music manager. It's not that hard. You just have to know the person that knows that person.
Have you ever sat someone down and said, I want to sell your house, I will do it the best?
Yeah, every time.
Oh, yeah. But like a celebrity, like somebody who you were like, I want to sell this house.
Yes.
Who was the celebrity?
I can't tell you. I had to sign an NDA.
Oh, really?
A couple days ago.
Really?
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a man.
Ooh, it's a man.
Was it a white man?
It was a white man.
Ooh.
Was his name, did his Adolf? Name rhyme?
It was Adolf.
Yeah. Schmianardo Schmappio?
No, it wasn't him. It was his cousin.
Okay. I want to ask, what is the cheapest listing you have? I'm just curious.
Currently?
Yes.
I have a condo for $1.5 million.
Okay. Ooh. That's the cheapest?
Uh-huh.
I want to live in your shoes for a day. Is it the game or is it the money that you like?
It's the game.
Because you grew up with money, so it wasn't necessarily like, that's not a thing for you, but you just love the idea of, what is it, stealing it from other people? Or,
yeah.
And like the Wet Bandits, have you ever seen Home Alone?
Yeah.
And you know how they like always like leave the water on, you know?
Right.
What's your little thing, man? I know you do something.
How are you like a wet bandit?
Like, do you keep a doorknob or something with the place? Like,
nah,
is there?
I keep anything. Just the commission checks.
That's it.
That's it.
Wow. Attaboy. Yeah. So what do you like? I mean, tell me a day in your life.
So yeah. I wake up this morning. I woke up at, let's see. Okay. I was on Fox Business News this morning. So I got there. I did that at 9:30. From there, I went back to the office, did some emailing. Then I went to John O'Groats for breakfast.
Love it.
And met the president of Fox.
Ooh.
Joe Hartwick, or not the president. He's one of the presidents of Fox, one of the divisions. And we sat there, shot the shit for an hour. Then I went back to the office. Then I showed a house to a billionaire. Two houses. Wrote an offer for the billionaire. Submitting it right now. And then now I'm going for dinner, actually, to a really cool prime rib restaurant that's been there since the 20s in Los Feliz called Tam O'Shanter.
Is this an everyday thing? This is a pretty specific...
Well, I don't go there for dinner every night.
No, I don't mean... I mean, is this like a pretty day in the life, like this happens, this is what your life is like?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, man. Yeah. I like it. You realize, you ever sit there and go like, I have a pretty awesome life?
I'm very blessed.
And do you see other real estate agents? Because you know, like on... remember the Will Ferrell movie where he plays on the newsman? And they have...
Anchorman. The newsman.
Do you ever see other other real estate agents, other agents in the... And you're like, no way, buddy, not on my turf. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Do you get competitive like that? I feel like it has to be like NASCAR drivers.
No, I'm not competitive because usually I'm very good at what I do. And when I walk in the room, 9 out of 10 times I get the listing.
Let's say you went on Survivor.
Yeah.
How would you do?
Horribly.
Really?
Horribly.
Because I don't see that at all. Because of like that living out there and
stuff.
I feel like the game aspect and like you're a smart guy that you can outwit and outplay.
Yeah, not on an island. Maybe in Beverly Hills selling houses 100%.
Survivor Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, because you seem like a really like well off kind of mannequin, you know? And do you ever?
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Do you like what is like roughing it for a guy like you?
Oh, is it like Troop Beverly Hills?
That's one of my favorite
movies. Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Phyllis Neffler. That's one of my favorites. I love that movie.
Like, is it when your phone is like doesn't have a lot of like you have to charge your phone? I feel like that's like
roughing. That's pretty rough. You know, just like ordering takeout.
Right.
It's kind of annoying to sit there and, you know, interpret to the guy on the other phone, like trying to explain what kind of Chinese food I want. They don't understand me.
Right.
And, you know, it's really difficult. I get very impatient sometimes.
Do you go to like Subway or McDonald's?
Actually, I like Subway, except for when that whole Jared thing came out.
Yeah, that's like, would you sell Jared a house?
100%.
Wow.
Get out of here.
100%.
There has to be someone you wouldn't sell a
house
to.
Well, Jared and I were very close.
You knew him back in the day, huh? Yeah.
No, it was like last week.
You do look young.
Let's talk about Million Dollar Listing. Do you hang out with not just the people on your show, but now it's become kind of a little bit of a franchise? And do you like everybody that's in part?
I know all of them. I mean, Michael Lorber, who used to be on the show, is one of my very close friends. He was replaced by Luis, or he actually wasn't replaced. He'd left the show years ago, but he's one of my really close friends. But yeah, I mean, we all know each other very well.
Do you any of them that you don't like or you don't get along with, or
a couple?
Well, I have a social media question from Mike, which was Shag, Marry, Kill, Frederick, Josh, and Madison.
Frederick Douglass?
No, not Frederick Douglass.
Oh, on the
Shag,
show.
Frederick, Kill, Altman.
Mary Madison? No.
Of them.
Speaking of which, what's going on with you?
I'm not getting married.
Not happening?
No, not right now. No.
No, not right now. But I know you.
The future. Not
Colton
now.
Colton
have
been together for a while, correct?
Not quite.
But you're not in any rush to.
No, not right now.
Do it.
And you strike me as the kind of person that would, and I don't have any clue about much, but you strike me as the kind of guy who would have like separate bedrooms from their spouse.
No, I wouldn't.
No,
do
he
that.
Had sex really? In his car.
Yeah, no, there's other.
Place. I haven't even had sex in my car.
No, I would never have a sex.
I also have a Honda Insight, so it's not as romantic. Ooh.
And the windows aren't tinted. So,
right,
that's pretty awkward.
Let's see what my next question. I have so many questions here. Someone else wanted to know if you and Madison ever?
No,
never.
No.
Not
really,
nothing.
What about a hug that just lasted
no,
a long?
Gross.
Why? You're not interested? I find him very attractive.
No, I've known him for 10 years.
So,
no,
drunken nights happen when you're like showing a house that Zsa Gabor lived in.
You find some wine. Are there chronic like home seers, like people that just want to see homes all the time, even though they're never going to buy anything?
I don't know. I mean, I would be able to tell in 1 second,
and right.
Unless they want to come in like on an open house, I don't care. It doesn't cost me anything, but I'm not going to schlep somebody around who's not qualified to buy a house.
Right. But are there people like that you feel like in LA who are just like...
Yeah, there's some. And there's some that actually have money, but they just are not... They just want to look at houses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's fine. We're just like, hi, but no.
So you're living in a hotel. Do you want a house of your own?
I'm looking right now for a house right now.
Do you look for?
I like to create value. I don't like to buy somebody else's product. I don't pay for a done house that somebody has just, you know, fixed up and spec'd or whatever. I like to buy a teardown or a piece of, well, can't even find land, but buy a tear down and build something, create the value. Then I like to sell it. But I'm a chronic seller. I don't like to. I might move in for like a month or so. Like the last one, I lived there for 30 days, and what I do is I always know in the back of my mind, okay, well, I'm going to buy this with the idea that I can either live there, or I can sell it right away, or I can sell it down the road and always be able to get my money out and 25% profit.
But don't you want to plant roots or have like a home base?
No.
Or you don't give a shit?
No, I don't give a shit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So even if you moved into your dream house, if somebody came along with a good offer for more, you'd sell it?
I'll sell it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want to have kids?
One day. Yeah.
And so, what if somebody came along and offered
But I want
you...
I want to get like ones like when I'm like, you know, 50, so I don't have to die alone, but I don't want to raise them, you know?
Right.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, like, you're in a house with your kids, and they say someone's going to buy it. You're just going to uproot the kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I think it's fine.
There's something for me. I just need to have, like, a home base, and that's just me. And that's maybe a comfort psychological thing where I just need to have the home base.
The kid
wouldn't know any different anyway. The kid would start off moving from house to house anyway. He wouldn't know the difference regardless.
No, there's school districts and friends and
We're not leaving the school district.
Oh, I see. Okay. You don't want to go to the Torrance school district?
No, just Whittier.
Just Whittier.
So what is something that you wouldn't trade up on? Like, if real estate is something that, some people, their home is like, they would never. Is there something that you wouldn't let go of?
Some of my cars.
Certain cars.
Well, actually, that's not even true. Somebody offered me the right price to sell it.
Wow.
Everything is for sale. Don't you know that?
But no. Don't you have strong emotional attachments to things?
I do. I have a very strong emotional attachment to some of my artwork, and I have a strong emotional attachment to the cars. But if somebody's going to give me double the value of either of them, then bye-bye.
But you don't need it. This is what I'm.
Doesn't matter, but it's the idea of it's. I like to make money, and it's just a fun thing for me. And so then I take that money and I buy something else that's even better.
Huh.
And is the goal to make all of the money at the end?
Like,
no, the goal is to give a lot of it away to charity.
Yeah. Right. That I like to hear.
Yeah.
That's good.
And now, do you ever sometimes, like, was there ever a time where, like, you owned, like, you know, a condo or a condo complex, and you start, like, putting certain families into it because you like the families? Like, you're kind of like, I got this little family over here, and I got, like, the Johnsons.
I never owned a condo complex. So.
What's the strangest thing that's happened to you in a showing? Is anybody like...
Oh, the other day was bizarre. I was on a listing appointment, and this family, all four kids, literally detested each other. Even the mother, none of them could stand each other. They were all screaming at each other on the tennis court. And at one point, the son was just like, "Mom, get the fuck off the property. You don't even own this anymore. You willed this to us 10 years ago." They could not.
How old are we talking?
The kids were probably in their 60s. The mom was like 90. She was retired.
I'm picturing like 11-year-old kids saying, "Get on my property." Okay.
No, it made it worse because they should have known better not to speak to them. It was just crazy. They all hated each other.
And what do you do? Just stay quiet? And
I actually mediated the whole thing. And I was just like, I was just trying to say, okay, well, let's just look at what you want and what your wants and needs are. And let's just see if we can figure this out. And the other one was like, "Well, I'm going to sue him." I'm like, "Well, that's probably not a good idea. Let's figure out, maybe there's a settlement and there's something we can settle this right now. So you don't have to wait 2 years and let a judge take over the house and then it's going to screw all of you up." And I think we're going to put the house on the market. So,
have you ever, like, because I interviewed Ryan Serhant for details a little bit ago, and he told me one time someone pulled out a gun, like,
that's
when
really
he was
weird
on a showing or something. So have you had anything weird, like someone was naked or, I don't know, something like bizarre happening, like out of this world? No? Okay.
No. I was on a Greyhound bus one time and a
Robert
man.
Robert Durst property, but that's a different
you
story.
Did?
You did?
Yeah.
No, keep going.
No, he was just came to one of my open houses. And
Robert
was,
Durst did?
Yeah.
No
the
way.
The jinx? Yeah.
And you're smiling. I feel like you...
I kind of thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It is cool. Wait, was this... When was this?
Oh, maybe 10 years ago.
Okay, so he was on the lam, so to speak? Or
no,
what,
he just, was, no, he was... I just known... It was after he got off the first time. Maybe it was 10 years ago. I don't
and did you think
was.
He did it when you met
For
him?
For sure he did it.
Of course he did it.
Of course he did it.
Did he, like... He did it. What did he remember anything about him? Like,
I didn't kill them. I just chopped up their bodies, but I didn't kill them.
Was he checking out the house for certain, like,
who
like good places to
doing
hide things?
Probably.
Or, like, the knife
yeah,
sets?
Yeah, he came with Robert... he came with John Wayne Gacy. They came to John stayed in the car though and waited.
This sounds like American Horror Story.
Have you ever used like your manly wiles to like try and entice someone to buy a home? Have you ever used like love or like, you know, sexual relations to get a home
Mm-mm.
for someone?
No.
Do you get hit on a lot?
For where? On listing appointments?
No.
Yeah.
In general.
depends where I am. I mean, on a listing appointment or in a bar? I mean,
both.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
I'm hitting on you now.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just kidding.
Do you get hit on by more men or
really
women?
Awkward.
Do you get hit on by more men or women?
I would say men.
Yeah.
What when women meet you? Do they just what? How do like my mother loves you to death.
Uh huh.
And my mother like sends me emails like, you know, you should be with Josh Flagg, like things like that. Do a lot of people try to set you up? I know you're in a relationship, but do you get a lot of like my Jewish mother like that,
yes,
believing that she can still set me up with you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He just turned his head.
That's
the other
wild.
Way.
Right, I think it's a,
so. Was that a no?
No, okay, I was just waiting for the next question.
Yeah.
No, I meant for my mom. It's okay.
Oh, I'll send
yeah,
her
you're
her.
Out. Man. You're out.
All right, that's good. I think that ends round two because he's got to get it going anyway. All right, so that round.
Who's a better interviewer? And it can be.
Wait, who's the worst celebrity that you've ever had to deal with? Has there been something through the years that was just awful?
I rarely deal with the celebrities. Like I've sold houses to, you know, Steve Aoki, to Adam Levine, to
that's
Robert Lamb from Chicago. A ton of them, but I rarely deal. I usually do with the business managers. Mm. Even Lisa Della House, I just dealt with the business manager.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What about Courtney Love?
She would probably be a lot of fun to sell a house to. But again, you go through the business manager. These guys don't just call you up out of the blue and just say, you know.
But who did, though? Carol O'Connor?
This one that I wrote an NDA the other day.
Come on.
I can't. No, it was bizarre, though.
Wow. Wait, Adele? That's cool. Like, do you get to meet Adele?
Sure.
What's Adele like?
Nice
was
lady.
She cool?
Great lady. Nice lady.
Does she, like, I don't know why I'm picturing her just singing in the middle of her living room, but I'm guessing that didn't happen.
Just nice, easy. Question.
And what's one of the strangest requests that a business manager's had for a celebrity's home?
They're just normal people. They just sign an NDA and don't talk about it and don't release information to the press. That's usually, it's always the same thing. Mm.
That's not true. Celebrities often have strange demands, and yeah. We just had...
All my clients have strange demands, but it's not like it's not like a celebrity, you know?
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. All right. I just had to sneak that in. Yeah. All right. So now you have to judge.
You.
That's bullshit.
Wait,
I knew
what's
he was
my name?
Start.
What's my name?
You won the first round.
It's okay. I get it.
Do you remember my name?
No.
I know what it is. I'm not saying
Do you remember
it
his name?
No.
All right. So equal. And you're cool with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. It's Matt and Theo.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in. All right. So I won that one. Theo, you won the first round.
Hey, you remind me of Robert Downey Jr. People tell you that sometimes?
Never.
Really?
Who do you get? Do people tell you something?
No, nobody ever tells me that. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I don't get like a strong thing, but I can see the Robert Downey a little.
Yeah.
What do you do in your spare time? You don't have spare time.
Do you sleep upside down?
Yeah. I sleep upside down.
You travel a lot?
I travel a lot.
Where's your favorite place?
Oh my God. I've been to like 70 countries. I've been to almost every normal country in the world.
Wow. Yeah. But you don't want to go to abnormal countries?
I've been to those too. I've been to the most random places in Asia and South America you could in Africa you could possibly imagine.
Is there somewhere you haven't been that you'd love to go?
Space, I bet.
Space would be good.
Oh, Josh, would you go to space?
Sure.
Like hop aboard like the first
I have an astronaut's house on the market right now.
Really?
I knew you had a listing somewhere out there.
Yeah, the sixth person to be on the moon ever, and the first person to drive on the moon.
Wow.
I have his house in Holmby Hills on the market.
And oh, wow.
How much does that go for?
$14
million. And so you have an astronaut's house on the market right now.
Yeah.
A man who'd been to space, and he's come back.
Yeah, David Scott.
And where's he moving to?
He's moving back to space.
He's going to Mars?
He says the roads are a lot easier up there than they are in Holmby Hills.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Unreal.
That's crazy. All right. Well, I'm still taking that win.
All right. Okay. And this is round three. So round three is a short round where we have a debate topic, and we are going to present that topic, and then we're each going to give a 30-second view of our side, which side of the debate we like, and then we're going to open up for a brief conversation. You can decide who won the podcast.
Okay.
All right. The debate shall be... Living with your family at over a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
I live with my brother right now.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously think that it's not a problem. I think that my family is the most important thing to me, and I would live with them till the day I die.
Okay.
No question. Theo, would you live with your family until the day you die?
First of all, your argument is weak and sounds like you're done and sounds like a letter to like a like it sounded really bad to me. No, I think at a certain point, once you're an adult and you can get out there and you can do work and you know how to get places and everything, you have to get out of the house and live your life. And I don't think you can be coming home and asking your mom and, you know, for all kinds of food and snacks and everything. And you can't be living there with your family and like, you know, your sister's trying to live her life and you're like 30 and you're like looking at all our cheerleading pictures and shit. I think
I don't have a sister and that didn't happen.
But I'm just saying overall, this happens to a lot of people.
Well, I just think that my family's the most important thing for me. And
yeah, I think that
too.
That doesn't mean you have to live with them, dude. Like some kind of
creep.
Like Boo Radley.
Boo Radley.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with that.
Well, I don't think you should live with your family. And you know why? Because if you move out of the house, then that means you're going to need a piece of real estate. And who are you going to go to if you need a piece?
Yeah.
I think you need to create your own family.
Yep.
But at the same time, if that makes you happy and it makes your family happy and you don't want to create your own family, then do it. Then stay.
Exactly.
I don't hold in judgment.
Do you get a lot of like people that are big families living together in these big expensive houses?
I just sold a house today to a 17-year-old.
Wow. Get weird? Out. Yeah. On his own?
On her own.
On her own.
Her parents bought
it. Her parents bought it.
Yeah.
Wow.
How much was it?
$8 million.
Oh, just $8 million? Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. That's amazing. Is she going to live there by herself?
With a security guard.
Does she need a roommate?
Does she need a roommate? You have your family to live with.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, no, my brother's kicking me out.
He just said he was going to sell his family out to live with this random 17-year-old who was a girl.
Oh, yeah, girl, right?
I think
my
that
brother's
proves...
kicking me out, actually, so I'm going to need a new place. I'll hit you up at the end of the summer.
Right.
If you Westside Rentals. All right. Thank you so much. Wait. So who's the winner of the entire podcast?
Ooh. Well, I mean, what was that was a kind of a combination, and you got the first, and you got the second, so you're both even.
I don't know. I feel like you know, you like games. You can pick a winner.
You both have very separate, different personalities, and I think if you were just one on one with either of you, you both suck. But now that you're together, I think you're great.
So you're saying that we
so
both
nobody
lose?
Wins.
Separately, you both suck, but together you're great.
That's the whole basis of this show.
Josh Flank said we both lose.
Thank you very much.
I love it. Thank you, Josh.